Mr. Mayor, there seems to be two narratives emerging from Detroit. One is of a city that struggles with blight and unemployment. The other is of a city where artists, young people, and urban farmers are finding roots. How do these two narratives fit together?
Well, the first narrative is history, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, the unemployment rate has been very high for a long time. The blight has been here for a long time. A lot of the negative stories, they've been, I don't know that we can get many more. So I want to turn my attention to the positive things that are happening. And not only are we looking at, the young, educated kids starting to come to Detroit, which I think is a real positive, but I think we're also looking at the federal government selecting us as one of the cities that they really want to support. I think the business community, with some of their decisions in terms of coming back downtown and having a strong downtown presence, and I think all the things that are happening in our midtown are very, very positive. So there are good stories at this point to go along with the historical bad stuff that went on.
But do you feel those two narratives have to be reconciled in some way, or do you feel like they're happening on parallel tracks?
They have to be reconciled, I think, but the reality is that it's not going to happen overnight. I think the good stories that are happening are very current. I mean, that's happening as we speak. The recurring story about the plight of Detroit is something that we're not going to fix overnight, but we understand what the problems are, and we do think that we've got some solutions, but once again, they're more long-term than short-term.
As mayor of Detroit, you are largely responsible for telling the story of the city, and it's a complicated story. What's the story you tell about Detroit right now?
Well, Detroit's coming back. I think there are many, many positive things that are going on. For 30 or 40 years, we've been trying to get light rail in Detroit, and it looks like that's going to happen starting in 2012. Bringing the downtown back. We're underway doing that. Taking advantage of our river. That's starting to happen. A lot of the good things are starting to happen on the river. And major corporations are starting to relocate in downtown and midtown Detroit. So our biggest problem right now, as we continue to try to rebuild Detroit, is that we can't get fast enough a housing stock in downtown and midtown. And so people are looking, as they work downtown, they're looking to move downtown. And so once again, it takes us some time to get a housing stock that's affordable where it needs to be.
You see the news, and it has to be difficult to see so many negative stories because, as you said, there's certainly positive stories in Detroit as well. Why do you think that negative narrative is so difficult to shake?
Because it's a history. I've been in Detroit for 45 years, and it's a tough town. And I think our local media, I guess most people would say bad news is it sells quicker than good news. Whether that's true or not, I really don't know. But it seems to me that people keep continuing to write about the same thing that's negative. And that's not changing in the short term. And if people would say, let's really go there and see what's happening. And when people come here, I think they leave with a different impression altogether.
Now, Detroit doesn't exist in a vacuum. Are you getting support or the kind of support you think the city needs from the state level?
I think the relationship with the governor is very good. We were meeting early on a weekly basis. Then we changed it to biweekly, and now we're changing it to monthly, which says to me that the relationship is solid. It's in place, and there's a comfort that I think the state government has because we don't have to meet as often, and I think that's a positive, quite frankly.
Dave Bing is mayor of the city of Detroit. Mayor Bing, thank you for your time.
You're more than welcome. Thank you.